The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Technical issues this afternoon, Rolien. Apologies for that. Are you well this afternoon?
So let's look at what's happening in the United States. And we still don't have a final count. We'll probably only know in a couple of days' time who is the next president at the White House. Will it be Donald Trump for a second term, or will it be Biden? There are still 5 battlefield states where they are counting. That's Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. And we still have yet to hear from Alaska. So at the moment, a lot of controversy happening. We can expect possibly that Georgia and Nevada will announce their final count later today. Pennsylvania likely only tomorrow, but very controversial because President Trump has not been acting very presidential, demanding to stop the count. Whichever side of the room you sit on, that is not democratic. It's not final until every vote is counted. I mean, who knows? It could work in his favor, but at the moment, everybody is biting their nails, wanting to know what has happened.
So, Rolien, Deutsche Welle is reporting that Biden is sitting with a count of 264 votes and Trump 214 in the Electoral College. Can that actually change at this late stage?
It could change because if we bring in the combined tally, if Trump is successful in the outstanding votes, we've got 16 electoral votes from Georgia, 15 from North Carolina, 6 with Nevada, and we still have to see where there are discrepancies. And there's a very, very slim chance, or it could be contested. And this is not the first time an election has been contested. But what is quite fascinating is that neither side has won by a landslide. Nevada,
yes.
Where they say Biden is possibly favored. He's only, leading Trump by less than 8,000 votes. And there's still 14% to count. So, you know, my advice to the president would be, you know, calm your horses. If you want to see if you've won or not, let them count the votes. And you know what? If he's outnumbered, then he's outnumbered, and that is a free and fair election. But this is democracy at its best. You know, there was a tweet put out, which I found quite funny, by somebody saying, in Venezuela, we know the result of the election the night before it happens. you know, we have to respect that the United States is a very, very robust democracy. This is what happens. It's not unheard of. And hey, let's just celebrate that we are watching a historical democratic election in action.
Rolien, if he pulls it off, Biden, that is, what would his victory, how would it impact on Benjamin Netanyahu?
Well, this is the big worry that some in the Likud are worried about. You know, the President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu have enjoyed a very close relationship over the last 4 years. And there have been elements within the government saying, but Mr. Prime Minister, you have neglected quite possibly your relationship with the Democrats. Now, I know that there are many people out there concerned if we do get Democratic victory, saying that we have some very extreme members of the Democratic Party, the squad, or some of them. We also have to remember that Israel enjoys bipartisan support from both Democrats and the relationship between presidential hopeful Joe Biden, the Prime Minister, our President Rivlin, and various other in the upper echelons of Israeli politics have enjoyed a good relationship with Joe Biden. I think what many people are worrying about is Kamala Harris, perhaps a Trojan horse. Is she a lefty Trojan horse? I can hear you guys tweet that out or WhatsApping that into the studio. I know you so well. And yeah, there are some that are saying, you know, Mr. Prime Minister, with the President Trump out of office, it could leave you more vulnerable to those within Israeli society. And we have certainly seen a growth in the movement that says, you know, Netanyahu, it's time to go. Or will he hang on quite stubbornly? stubbornly, you know, we can't forget that the Prime Minister is also facing his own fair share of legal woes coming up. But, you know, the one thing that we do enjoy is a very strong relationship with the United States of America. We are their most important ally in the Middle East, and we mustn't forget that either.
And many articles that I've come across lately, Rolene, do emphasize the fact that Bibi Netanyahu and Joe Biden have a very long, very good relationship over more than 30 years. So this is not two strangers. They are not people who don't know each other.
Well, exactly that. They're not strangers. They do know each other. It is highly unlikely that a possible President Biden is going to give in to the more extreme elements within his party. And we also have to remember that it's one thing what you say on the road to the White House. It's another thing that you do once Absolutely. You're in power and have to contend with Congress and the people. So let's see what happens. I think nobody's got nails left. I think the whiskey cabinets are empty. It has been a nail biter of a week, and it's not over yet.
Rolene, our fault because we had technical issues today, so shorter than usual, and I hate that because that's my highlight of the day. But I wonder if we can skip to the third story this afternoon. One of the Emirati official who made statements that I think would even make a right-wing Israeli blush.
Well, this is, you know, we're hearing some very interesting rhetoric coming out of the Arab world now. And this is Dehra Balul Al-Falasi. He's a member of the Federal Council of the United Arab Emirates. And he, in an interview with I-24 News, if you're not familiar with I-24 News, it broadcasts from Jaffa Port in French, Arabic, and English. It's available on your computer. I know some people often say to me, I can't get I-24 News, you know, on my satellite. That's where you can find it. And he sat down in an interview and he said that Hamas and the Palestinian Authority are corrupt and murderers. That's some very, very strong language. He said that the UAE is committed to the cause, to the Palestinian people. However, Hamas and the PA, he says both of them are corrupt, both of them murderers. And now the anger from the UAE and vice versa, because the UAE has stopped paying. If we want to pay, he says, we pay the people, not the leaders. And there's no guarantee. And he says, you know what? He says, we have had enough. Saudi Arabia has had enough. Every time they are missing the opportunities to negotiate, they are refusing to negotiate. They just keep losing more.
Rolene Marks, again, apologies for the late crossing this afternoon. Out of our hands it was. But thank you so much for your input this entire week.
Well, you know I'm just going to slap you with a celery, but that you'll deal with.